locally sourced news and info to drive you home.
Local news is like the most important stuff to me.
Steph Lucas on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.
Welcome back to the Steph Lucas Show. It appears the State Board of Education had their meeting today. A little bit of it in response to House Bill 377, which deals with critical race theory. The State Board of Education has been putting out the vibe, as far as my opinion goes, that they really don't see critical race theory or indoctrination happening in Idaho schools. And now they've had this first reading of this declaration, I suppose, that they are going to pass. On the phone, we have Brandon Durst. He is running for Idaho State Superintendent. Hi, Brandon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Well, doing pretty great for a Monday. I want to know, I didn't obviously get a chance to watch the State Board of Education meeting because I was doing the show, but let's just talk a little bit about you first and what you're running for.
Sure. Yeah, so my name is Brandon Durst, and I'm running for State Superintendent of Public Instruction.
Okay.
I'm a Idahoan, a former state legislator, and yeah.
And so you are invested in this, obviously, and you watched the meeting today. We had a little bit beforehand of some language. They were talking about diversity and inclusion, kind of the buzzwords. What happened at the meeting today?
So the board had a first reading on policy 3K around diversity and inclusion, and they tried to, essentially, they embraced critical race theory. They wouldn't characterize it that way, but that's really what they've decided to do. They've said that they're not going to say that you can't teach certain things, that you shouldn't talk about certain things, that you should be able to talk with what you want to and do what you want on the university campus without regards to the impact on our society. And so that was the direction that they decided to go.
What do you think about the direction they decided to go?
Well, I think it's the opposite direction that we need to go. I mean, I've been throughout this, all over the state in the last few months, and there's a lot of concern around critical race theory in particular in the state of Idaho. And I've been calling on the State Board of Education to ban critical race theory in no uncertain terms. We know that they can. In fact, the meeting today was instructive that they know that they can, and they just chose not to. They don't want to.
Right.
But we've seen this happen in other states where, in Florida, for example, their State Board of Education did have the fortitude to do the right thing, and they canceled state critical race theory in the state of Florida. So my question is, why is Idaho State Board of Education capable of doing that, which the Florida State Board of Education seems more than happy to do?
Right. Well, it seems like a lot of the protesting behind what the State Board of Education is saying about House Bill 377, State Board of Education has come out several times saying they haven't seen any evidence of indoctrination or critical race theory in Idaho. What do you think about that? Have you seen evidence of critical race theory in Idaho?
Well, there is. I mean, I presented the Lieutenant Governor's Task Force last Thursday, and I provided evidence that exists in Idaho.
Okay.
One example was the state of Idaho, through its rules, through its Idaho Common Core, Idaho Content Standards, which is also known as Common Core. They've incorporated by reference this group called LEDA, which is based at the University of Wisconsin, for ELL standards.
Yeah.
And that group has fully embraced critical race theory and teaches teachers to teach critical race theory. And the state of Idaho pays $610,000 a year to that organization to indoctrinate our kids. So it's happening here.
Right.
But here's the bigger point, Stephanie.
Okay.
Even if it weren't happening here, why wouldn't we inoculate ourselves from it and say, we don't want it happening here, as we're going to stop it in advance?
Right.
Even if we had to act preemptively.
Proactive.
What would be the harm in doing that? So, you know, instead, the state board and its leaders are choosing to ignore this issue, pretend like it doesn't exist, and instead pal around with their liberal friends. And
right.
I think it's disgusting.
Right. So, State Board of Education today, and they came out with this statement, which just talked about, used the buzzwords like education equity. They say they're giving a definition of that, but ultimately, a lot of times, equity, I tell people, if you replace the word equity with engineered outcomes, it gives an entirely different meaning to the sentence, because essentially, equity is engineered outcomes.
Yep. Yes, exactly. The reality is that so much about this is about money and about power and control. And unfortunately, until regular Idahoans decide to stand up for themselves and elect leaders that are willing to fight for the issues that they care about, these things are going to continue to happen. And so that's one of the reasons I'm running, is because I want to be able to be that voice that will unequivocally stand for those issues that the general population thinks is important, like banning critical race theory.
Right, and that is why you are running. And let's just briefly talk about how the campaign's going.
Yeah, it's going great. I think the more I get around, I've been, like I said, I've been between Boundary County and Bear Lake County.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, both corners of the exact opposite side of the state, and we're in many places in between.
Uh-huh.
We're going to continue to do that everywhere we go. Our message is on point. People appreciate what we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
They're supportive of it, and they, you know, people are tired of the status quo. They're tired of the elite ignoring them, and you know, I'm really just trying to offer myself as an alternative to that current power structure, and give them somebody to vote for that will fight for them, will fight for the traditional values that make Idaho a great place to live and raise a family. And so, you know, we're doing great. We could always do better. Visit justforidaho.com for more information to donate, to volunteer.
Okay.
That little plug in there, but, you know, we're working hard. And I think at the end of the day, when we get to May of next year, when we have the primary election, I'm feeling very good about where our chances are.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for being out there, and thanks for standing up, and congratulations on running for public office, especially for something that is fraught with a lot of contention right now, for sure. Thank you so much, Brandon Durst, and thanks for giving us your take on what happened at that State Board of Education meeting today.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, Steph.
Yeah, anytime. That is Brandon Durst. He is running for State Superintendent of Schools. He's talking about the State Board of Education meeting. Came out with a lot about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Looks like they're trying to play different sides here. So we are going to listen to more about that. If anything else comes across about that meeting, I'll let you know.
Commercial, residential, agriculture.